Okay, we're holding Kuf Amud Beis, Mishnah, New Perek. Zak to Mishnah. Hamenachas v'nasachim shenitmu ashle kitchen b'kli. So the topic of today's conversation is going to be when and where kachim are allowed to be redeemed. So menachas and nasachim that became tamei ashle kitchen b'kli, if they weren't yet sanctified in the kli. So he designated the menachas and the nasachim, the libations, the wine, the flour. He designated it for his mincha, so it has kedushas damim, has monetary kedusha. But Alex, it's in there. It's just you have to flip the pages to the back. It's not in the right spot. What? Oh, it's not, yeah, okay. So if it's he designated the menachas and the nesachim, he designated for his mincha, so it gets kedushas damim, it gets monetary kedusha, but he didn't yet put into a kli, so it doesn't have kedushas aguf yet. Right by the new parak kuf amabez. So says the Mishnah, yesh lem pidyon. They have pidyon. Till it gets kedushas kli, has pidyon. Mishikitcher b'kli, once it goes into a kli and gets kedushas aguf, ain la pidyon, you could no longer redeem these items. Similarly, ha'ifas va'itzim, birds. He designated a bird as a carbon, chatos or aif, eitzim, the wood that was designated for the mizbeach, for the maracha, the levaina, uklisharis and klisharis itself, the levaina or the klisharis itself, mishenitmu ein la pidyon. From when they become tamei, they do not have pidya, they cannot be redeemed. So now, interesting, the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to address this right away, but the Mishnah is talking in terms of when it became tamei, what about when it's tar? When it's Torah, is less of a reason to redeem. When it's Tameh, as apostles, that's why you can redeem it. When it's Torah, maybe you certainly can't redeem it because it's Torah anyway. We'll see that discussion in the Gemara. Ein lepidin, ad shalein nemepidin el behema, says the Mishnah, the idea of redemption that the Torah says was specifically for behema, meaning what the Chari of the Mishnah is saying is, the only thing that has Tumas, that has Kedushas like guf, that's redeemable, is behema. Again, we just finished the Mishnah, the new parak, and the Mishnah is saying that one cannot redeem something which has kedushas aguf, only if it has kedushas damim, except for behema, where we know behema, which is a carbon, which has kedushas aguf, and it gets a mum, a behema ba mum, we know the Torah says you can redeem, but everything else, if it has inherent kedushas aguf, it is not redeemable. That is the klal of the Mishnah. Okay, Zak to Gemara. Amar Shmuel, when we discuss that things can be redeemed, kol zman, they do not have kedushas aguf, so our mincha, our nesachim, we're saying they can be redeemed. They can, yes, be redeemed, so long as it doesn't yet possess kedushas aguf. Is not only in the case where it became tamei, so you need to redeem it because it's tamei. It's defective. Afilu hein tarin niftin. Even if it's still tar, it is redeemable. My taima, kamad lekatcha bekli kedushas damenu kedushas damim niftin. Shmuel is saying because the klal is as long as it doesn't have kedushas aguf, as long as it didn't get kedusha in the kli, it doesn't have kedusha aguf, and if it doesn't have kedusha aguf, it's simply a monetary kedusha, and a monetary kedusha can always be transferred from the item back onto the money. That is Shmuel's klal in the Mishnah. There's going to be dissenting views coming up on Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. But right now, Shmuel's introducing that when we talk about being able to redeem something which does not have kedusha aguf, it means whether it's tamei, which is like apostles, or even if it's tar, it can still, yes, be redeemed. Frak the Gemara, but if you look at the Mishnah, the Mishnah's discussion was, right when we start the first words of the parak, Hamanachas v'nesachim shenitmu, that became tameh, we discussed it can be redeemed, so long as they don't have kedushas aguf. Once they have kedushas aguf, they can't be redeemed. Why are you talking about case of nitmu? Just say menachas v'nesachim could be redeemed as long as they were in kaddish. The fact that you're talking in terms of nitmu, wouldn't that indicate that if it's tar, it cannot be redeemed? So like the Gemara, we're kuf, Amud Beis, where we just started the new parak, we're in the Gemara already. We're a few lines into the Gemara. Fanitmu Kamar answers the Gemara, Huad did not forget Lenitmu. Shmuel will learn the Mishnah that even if the item did not become Tamei, it can be redeemed so long as it doesn't have Kushas Aguf, so long as it wasn't Nikdash Bekli, it only has Kushas Dam, it can be redeemed. Since the Seif had to say, Mishnah Kitcha Bekli, Elam Pigyan, since the Seif had to establish that when something is sanctified in the Kli, it cannot be redeemed, and that Allah applies even when it is apostles. When as apostles of Tumah, that feel nitmu amilai, even when as apostles of Tumah can't be redeemed, Tanamirashish nitmu. So the Beishu talks about when you can, yes, redeem it, talks in terms of nitmu, even though according to Shmuel learns the Mishnah, even tar could be redeemed. We're talking in terms of nitmu to teach you the chiddush of the sefer, that when it cannot be redeemed, it cannot be redeemed even when it was nitmu. So again, our klal is something which has kedushas aguf cannot be redeemed. That's the klal. Besides for a behemoth that gets a mum. As kushas guf and can, yes, be redeemed. But otherwise, something kushas guf can't be redeemed. Something kushas damim, we're saying in our Mishnah, if it became tamei, it could be redeemed. Adds on Shmuel, even if it wasn't tamei, it could be redeemed. If it only has kushas damim, even if it wasn't tamei, it can be redeemed. Mishnah was talking in terms of tumah to teach you the chiddush, the flip side, that in a case where it was has kushas a guf, even if it was tamei, it still cannot be redeemed. Okay. Says the Gemara. Now there's a little bit of a gears change. We'll read it with the gears of the Shita. So essentially, coming out to the main chiddush of Mishnah Kodesh Shmuel in particular is that once it's kiddush, once it has kiddush kli, once these items, mincha, nesachim, are sanctified in the kli, they cannot be redeemed. Tar or even tamei can't be redeemed. That seems to be the chiddush of the Mishnah, because he's saying according to Shmuel, if it was not kiddush kli yet, if it didn't get kiddush kli, it could be redeemed even if it's tar. So according to Shmuel, because otherwise that could be the chiddush of Mishnah. But according to Shmuel, that it could be as long as it has kiddush kli, it could be redeemed. The chiddush of Mishnah is the flip side. Once it has kiddush kli, it can't be redeemed. Ask the Gemara, what's the chiddush? In fact, the Gemara Mishnah Kitchu b'kli ain lam pidyon. He tells me once it gets kiddush kli, it cannot be redeemed. Pshita. Isn't that pasha? Kedusha is a guf. It's kedusha is a guf. It's inherently kedush. You can't take kedusha off something that's not kedush, even though you do find it by animals. You don't find it anywhere else. So isn't that pasha? What's the kedush? Itzchok says the Gemara. There's a kedush here. Why? Sal kedai dechamina haylu balmum ikri tuma. Here's the kedush. Balmum, which we know is the single case by an animal, it's balmum that you can redeem kedusha is a guf. Balmum is that one case. Well, you know what the Torah refers to balmum in some instances. The Torah calls the balmum a tameh. Since the word used to reference Balmum is Tameh, I would think so. If I have another item, Minchas, the Sachem, that gets a psul of Tumah, it could also be redeemed, because Balmum is called Tumah and it could be redeemed. Says Gemar, Itzel, Sakhda Chamina, I need the Chiddush in the Mishnah, because I would have thought, Tel Balmum Nikri Tameh. Since Balmum is referred to as Tameh, Tameh Namik, Balmum Dami, it's a two-way street. Just like Balmum is called Tameh, Tameh also is like a Balmum in the sense that Afagab the Kiddush, Kiddush is a guf, even though it has Kiddush is a guf, Ki Nafal Bay Mum, if it gets a Mum Mifrik, Balmum, even though it's just a guf, the carbon, if it gets a mum, it can redeem. It's ha'anami by tumah by nemichas asachem. Since the word tumah and bamum seem to be interchangeable to an extent, maybe there too, if it gets tumah, it could be redeemed. Kamash malan d'lav ki hay tumah karech mana l'bamum. The chiddush is, so therefore the Mishnah is teaching us that legabe this, even though we said about mum, we called it as tameh, it wasn't legabe this din of tameh, meaning it wasn't calling about mum tameh to let us know that tameh could be redeemed. Balmum could be redeemed, Tameh cannot be redeemed. Says the Gemara, Kufal Vamalaf, to the Klisharis, Leshkon, the Mifrik. Because we taka don't find anything that goes into Klisharis and gets Kushas a Guf, and it's still redeemable. Once something goes into Klisharis, once it gets Kushas a Guf, it cannot be redeemed. Now the Gemara, that's the Chiddush of Mishnah. Don't make that second connection. Don't make that, just because Balmum is referred to as a Tameh, doesn't mean that a Tameh can have redemption like a Balmum. Okay. Kufal Vamalaf on top. Second, the end of the first line. Ubamum hecha ikri tamei. Balmum, where do we find that it's called tamei? Where do we find the balmum is called tamei? We said the chiddush in the Mishnah, according to Shmuel, is that you cannot redeem minchas and nesachim that became tamei, even though balmum is called tamei and it can be redeemed. Minchas and nesachim that became tamei cannot be redeemed. Where do we find the balmum is called tamei that you had this half mina? Ubamum hecha ikri tamei titanya. Vimkol behemet tamei asher leakiv mimenu karban l'Hashem. The pasuk says, if you have any behemet tamei, very clearly took the lashon pasuk is behemet tamei. By the way, tamei can have. We're now going to say it can really have three meanings. Tamei will ultimately kill the suspense. We already said tamei in this context is actually going to mean balmum. Tamei also could of course mean it's tamei as opposed to tar, right? It's impure. Tamei also by animals can mean non kosher, right? Let's just keep that in mind. Okay. Hitanya. Vimkol behemet tamei asher leakiv mimenu karban l'Hashem. It says for any behemet tamei, you should not bring a carbon from it to karban l'Hashem. The pasuk continues and says, rather you should be mayricha. You should evaluate it and redeem it. Says the Gemara, b'balmum sheniftan akos medaber. The pasuk is actually not talking about a behemet that's not kosher, let's say. That's tamei. Rather, it's talking about a behemet that has a mum. Atamir b'balmum sheniftan. Are we talking about a mum? Maybe we're talking about an actual non-kosher animal. It says, if you have a behemoth, a non-kosher animal, that a person, let's say, he is makdish, a horse, a non-kosher animal, it says right over there, you should redeem it. The Torah already spoke out that one should, if one's makdish, a horse, it gets kushas damim, simply redeem it and use the money to bring a proper carbon. So, behemoth tmeya, already spoken for. So the pasuk we quoted earlier, what's that talking about? Can't be talking about a standard non-kosher animal that you redeem it, because we already know, must be talking about the redemption of bale mumim. So the Maris, this price is learning out that the pasuk of im, that you redeem it, is talking about a bale mum, that's redeemed, and yet the Torah quotes Tameya, that's why we had our Havamin at least, that perhaps Menachas and Zachar that become Tameh can be redeemed. Says the Gemara, now we talk about Beim Stama Sa'idin, by Balmum is not be redeemed. Yachal Yipadu Al Mum Aver, I would think they could even redeem a passing mum, a temporary mum, not just a permanent mum, even a temporary mum could be redeemed and lose its din of Kedushas Aguf. Tamil Leimar, Asher Le'akriv Men of Karban Hashem. It says about this behema, which cannot be brought as a Karban Hashem. We make a diak, Misha Ein Kreiv Hashem Kalikar. Some which can never be brought as a Karban Hashem, Yatsas Zu, a Balmum Aver. If the mum is passing, She Ein Kreiv Hayayim, Kreiv Lamach. It can't be brought today, but it can be brought tomorrow, and therefore it still will not be able to be redeemed because it's considered something which is Kreva. Okay, so we just shown that the word tame can also refer to Balmum. That was the source of our Havamina. Okay, now Shmuel's chiddush again was, remind ourselves, Shmuel's yisaid was that when we say in the Mishnah something which is kedushas aguf cannot be redeemed, whether it's tame or whether it's tar, even if it's tame, but something which has kedushas damim can yes be redeemed, not only like the Mishnah's case where it says explicitly that it was tame, Menachas and Tzachim that became tame can be redeemed. Shmuel is being mechadash, even if it was tar. Since Menachas and Tzachim, till you put it into a kli, only has kushas damim, it can be redeemed, even though it's tar. That is Shmuel's Yisai. The Gemara is now going to ask a question on Shmuel. Meisra Funa by Manayach, Ha'ifas Va'etzim Al-Levaina Klishar Shaditbu. We said in our Mishnah, birds, wood, Levaina, that's the frankincense, and the klisharis, that became tame in the pidyon, they cannot be redeemed. Why? Because pidyon was only said by behema. The only thing that's kushas a guf that can be redeemed is behema. These other items cannot be redeemed. Pishlam aifas kushas gufnes. The Gemara says we understand. Aifas can't be redeemed. You know why? Because taka aifas kushas a guf just like a behema. It's a bird. It's inherently chat. It's inherently leila now. And now it became. If it got some sort of psul, it got some sort of tumah. It can't be redeemed because only behemas has a din that it can be redeemed as a balmum. By the way, aifas that become balmum, for example, are taka still kasher on the mizbeach. Aifas only become pasul if it's missing an aver, right? But in terms of balmum, that wouldn't be an eitz to redeem an aif because aifas still kasher as a balmum. Okay, so bishlam aifas kushas guf nenu flaynam el behema. Aifas is kasher guf just like a behema, and the din of redemption was only said by behema, like we quoted the pasul before of im kol behema tmeya, and therefore aifas can't be redeemed. That we're okay with. The Gemara doesn't have a problem with that. Ella eitzim ulevayna klisharis lefiku. Why by the wood? The Levina and the Klisharis, why can they not be redeemed? The Chayra, these only have Kedushas Damim, why can't they be redeemed? Elalav, the Gemara is assuming that, you know why these can't be redeemed? Even though they don't have Kedushas Guf, you know why they can't be redeemed? The reason they don't have Kedushas Guf, because these Eitzim and Levina, they're only Machshire, they consider Machshire carbon, they're not the carbon itself, even the Klisharis. Klisharis gives other things Kedusha, but itself doesn't have Kedushas Guf. So why can't it be redeemed? Elalav, Bishim de Tahirim Ba'alma Einiftin. The reason why it can't be redeemed is because things that are tar can't be redeemed, not like Shmuel. Things that are tar, we argue with Shmuel's premise. Things that are tar, bechla, redemption doesn't apply. Even if only skushas damim, if it's tar, it can't be redeemed. You can only redeem things that are tame. Things that are tar can't be redeemed. And here's we get to the mechudish tikkah hasber. Fahani nami, and these items, afagav denitbu, even though we said in the Mishnah Tomei case, but they became tame, kitarim dami. Even though they became tame, kitarim, they're as if they're tar. They're not really full-fledged tame, these items. These items aren't really classic tama. So therefore, they have the restriction, just like when they're tar, they can't be redeemed. These items, even when they're tame, we're going to explain in a moment why, is a shvach or a tuma, and therefore, they can't be redeemed either. But the point is, this understanding is clearly not like Shmuel. Because Shmuel held, even when they're tar, they can be redeemed. So this whole understanding doesn't make sense, according to Shmuel. So the Mishnah, the way we understand this Mishnah, is teaching us that something which is tar cannot be redeemed. Now, why are we calling these items tar, even when they're tame? The Mar explains. Really, to become tame, something has to be able to either be classified as a food or a kli. It has to be a food or a kli. A kli can become tame, a food can be tame. Eitz milavayna, and none of the above. They're not on the above, so really they shouldn't be susceptible to tuma. Ella, what makes tuma? Chibas hakodesh mashfil uchla. The fact that it's chibas hakodesh means like the love of hekdesh. It means the connection, the affinity to hekdesh makes it gives a chashivas and makes it susceptible to tuma. But really, it's not a bar tuma. Since it's really not a bar tuma, therefore it's really classified as tahirim, and therefore can't be redeemed. Again, not like Shmuel. The eitzim kamad loy mashfil gizrin. The wood, so long as they didn't trim it to proper block into like a perfect block to go on the mizbeach, la miskushri, it's not even sent off a tumma. Levainami kamad like kitcha b'klisharis. I mean levaina too, so long as it didn't go into klisharis, la miskashra, it's not sent off a tumma. Only in the klisharis, because it gets a kedusha now, as levaina, is a sent off a tumma. But till that's not sent off a tumma, because it's not really an ikr, it's not maker, it's not really an eichel, it's not fit for tumma. Klisharis nami, even klisharis, which is a kli, halbis lutar b'mikvah. kli sharis, even though it is a kli, and can yes become tame, but it's a simple eitzah. It could become tar by putting in the mikvah. So therefore, even when it's tame, since you can make a tar by putting in the mikvah, it wouldn't pass to redeem it. Again, this all is going with an understanding, like Shmuel, and some tar cannot be redeemed. One quick point, Taisa seems to, if you learn Rashi, Rashi seems to be a pasuk for these ideas. And the fact that Eitz Levena are subject to Tumah is from the pasuk to Chsiva, Basel Rabbis Eitz Levena. Even though normally things shouldn't have Tameh, we learn from the pasuk, Vahabasar. Vahabasar is a Reboy, Habasar, just like the Basar of Kachim becomes Tameh, so to the Eitzim and Levena also can become Tameh. Sounds like it's a pasuk, sounds like it's a biblical din, as the Schibas of Kedish and Mekadish. Lamaisa Taisa clearly understands that Rashi, and Taisa holds it is a biblical din, but Taisa understands that Rashi was learning as a rabbinic din, because Taisa says that the Lashon Gemara is, I forgot these items, even though the tummy, the long tasis, tasis the different mask, I forgot the nitbu, kitahirim tummy. Tasis medaik, the lashon of the explanation of the Mishnah is, kitahirim. Why do you say tahirim ninu? Why do you say kitahirim? So tasis says, because really, it is mekabel tuma. So he says, if you go about 10 lines down, he brings from Rashi, we couldn't just be a husband to marry, but eitzim shetach to machti, lefikach, Taisa learns that in Rashi, the tuma over here is takanat deraisa, is only rabbinic. Taisa himself argues, says, no, it is deraisa, because if it was derabanan, you wouldn't have to say kitayrim, you could say tayrim. It's actually tar. The fact that it says kitayrim is mashma, that even on a biblical level, it is indeed tummy. Okay, but the point is, ultimately, we'll explain the mission in an interesting way. We're saying the fact that you cannot redeem the Eifus, the Levina, the Eitzim, is because since these items are not really full-fledged Tamei, the whole power of redemption is only by Tamei. They don't have to choose a Guf. But since they're not full-fledged Tamei, the power of redemption is only by someone who's just Tamei. These are considered somewhat Tar, and Tar can't be redeemed. And that's Akasha and Shmuel. That's how we're setting up our question. Okay. Says the Gemara, Lai, your explanation is wrong. I'll tell you, like Shmuel holds that something which is Torah can yes be redeemed. As long as it doesn't have futures of guf, it could be redeemed. The reason why these can't be redeemed is a totally separate issue. These cannot be redeemed, particularly when they're Torah, because these items aren't common. The Gizber needs these items, and they're not common. Since they're not common, it's almost like this is almost clearly like a Gezerah, that they made a Gezerah that we don't allow for these things to be redeemed, because otherwise the Gizber is going to be looking for wood, looking for these items, and he won't be able to find it. And to protect that, they said you can't redeem it as long as it's tar. So these items, even when they become quasi-tame, since they're always not fully tame, they still remain with that restriction of being able to be redeemed. Says the Gemara, what do you mean these items are not common? Bishlam levina, uklisharis leshrichi. We get it. Levina is not a common item, and klisharis are also not common. There's tons of wood, Liam, was that bothering you? There's tons of wood. Wood is all over the place. Eitz Rami Mar says, no, the wood that's used on this bech is very specific wood. Kibizab Amar, any wood that a worm was found anywhere in the wood is pasul gamizbeach. Wood that's good for mizbeach was also not necessarily so common. Therefore, these things couldn't be redeemed for a totally separate reason. Not because the tar and tar can't be redeemed. Shmuel say tar can yes be redeemed. These items couldn't be redeemed because they were not shkiach, and we wanted to make sure the gizmer as much as possible, allowing it to be redeemed, may diminish the availability for the gizmer. Amar of Papa. Ishamili Shmuel had the time. Shmuel heard the following brisa. We're going to quote the Bryce now. The ultimate sentence is going to be he would have been chayz from a shita. Again, what was Shmuel shita? That something which is tar can still be redeemed as long as it only has monetary sanctification. As long as it only has kushas dumim, it can be redeemed. If kushas a guf, it can't be redeemed. But kushas dumim can yes be redeemed. As says Rav Papa, look at this Bryce. Hamatas from the Betek Bias. What if a person donates a non balmum, a whole animal, to Betek Bias? Betek Bias is the treasury, not for the mizbeach. For kushas dumim, he donates a pasalacha. When the person comes to redeem that from Betek Bias, the money goes to Betek Abayis, but the animal, you know where it has to go? Has to go on the Mizbeach. That animal has to be used in the Mizbeach. Because once something goes to Hekdesh, and it's fit to be in the Mizbeach, it's got to go on the Mizbeach. Says the Brisa, it's going to be redeemed for usage on the Mizbeach. Whatever's fit to the Mizbeach, whatever's fit to the Mizbeach, never leaves the grasp of the Mizbeach. Once it goes to Hekdesh, and it's fit to the Mizbeach, it can't leave the Mizbeach. What do you see? What's the kedusha over here? It was all kedusha damim. He was makdish this animal. He took a cow, a whole unblemished cow, and he's makdish it clearly for treasury for betek abayis, which is kedusha damim. It's only matter of kedusha, and we're saying a niftin hoyalu tayrim heim. Since it's tar, it can't be redeemed. Isn't it clear? Not like Shmuel. Have you had the bayah? Shmuel heard this price. He would have been chayzer. You see a clear case of something which is tar, which only has kedusha damim, but it still can't be redeemed. The chayyot's a raya. Something which is tar can't be redeemed. The chayyot that'll be a raya. Not like Shmuel, and Shmuel would be chayzer. You see in the Braisa, says the Gemara, v'loihi, shamilei Shmuel knows the Braisa, v'lehad the bein, and he heard the Braisa, he still wasn't chayzer. Lav amrit hasam, kivin le'shchichi le'mifriki. Didn't you say before that things that are not common, we say you can't redeem because we want to make sure there's enough for the gizbar? We said that by the levina, by the wood, we said it by the kisharas. Here too, achanami, kivin le'shchichi mumim, kivin le'shchichi mumim, depas behema. Behemas are very, very common to have a mum. Why? Because we find that even the Taitcha has a cataract of the eye, even some sort of blemish in the eye, which is very common apparently, makes the renders the animal puzzle. So it's very common to have animals puzzle, meaning it's less common, it's hard to find an animal that's not about mum. So if you have an opportunity of animals that's not about mum, and it goes to Hekdish, even though Kedushat Tamid normally can yes be redeemed according to Shmuel, even when it's tar, here not, because of the issue of Leishchichi, Hikach Leishchichi, since it's considered uncommon to have a good animal, unblemished animal for a carbon, therefore, they made a gzera, you can't redeem it, but not because Meikar didn't can't be redeemed, of course it can be redeemed, only else this gzera of Leishchichi can't be redeemed. Okay. Now that we've established Shmuel Shita, that what? That a tar item, that as long as it doesn't have Kedushat Tamid, can be redeemed, Gemara gets into opposing views. Rav Kana Amar, Tamim Niftim, Tarim E Niftim. Rav Kana says no. Tamim could be redeemed because it has like a pasul, so you can redeem it. Tahirim, so long as the kaddish is tar, you cannot redeem it. Even if it's only kaddish is damim, you can't redeem it. The chena Rav Eishiya, according to this first version of Rav Eishiya agrees to Rav Kana. Tamim niftim, tahirim niftim. Tamim can be redeemed. Tahirim cannot be redeemed. If it's tar, you can't redeem it. Some say Rav Eishiya, I feel the tahirim niftim. Some say that Rav Eishiya switches and holds like Shmuel Shita. So basically, Rav Kana is saying that what? That you can only redeem something which is Tameh, you can't redeem something which is Tar. Shmuel is saying you can redeem something which is Tameh and something which is Tar. And Rav Eishiya, according to one version, sides with Rav Kana. According to the other version, sides with Shmuel. Rav Loza Eimer, there's a third Shita. Kulam Tameh Niftim, Tarim E Niftim. Rav Loza says, in general, you can only redeem that which is Tameh, not that which is Tar, which seemingly goes like Rav Kana. But he has an exception. Chutz Masir is a Eifish, a Michas Chayta. The Asir is a Michas Chayta. Michas Chayta in this context actually means Michas Eilav Yared. Michas Eilav Yared, person goes to the Mikdash Betumah, let's say. So if he's wealthy, he brings an animal. If he's poor, he brings a bird. If he's mamish poor, Dali Dalas, he brings a mincha of flour. Now, the psukim by the bird and by the animal say the lashon of pasuk is v'chiper lav akayin mechatas a from his chatas. What's from his chatas? We learn out from there that if a person designates a carbon when he has money, whatever level it is, rich or even medium, and he loses his money, he can sell. Now he's only chayv to bring a carbon from flour. He can sell the bird, sell the animal, use the money that's needed to buy flour, and the remaining money becomes his. Mechatase, he can bring a carbon from the chatas, from the money of the chatas he originally designated, because he's only mechayv to bring a lesser carbon, a small carbon. Flip side, by the case where he designates flour and then he gets rich, the pasuk actually switches the nusach and says, v'chiper al chatase. Over there, he redeems the flour into money, and he tops off the money with more money to buy an animal or bird. The point is, Rabbi holds that generally you cannot redeem anything which is tar, only thing, something which is tummy, except for this case of Elav Yared, where the pasuk specifies he can redeem. It says, we learn that can be redeemed. But in general, he seems to side with Rav Kahana, right? And one version of Rishaya, that you can only redeem that which is Tameh, not that which is Torah. I'm Rav Rishaya. So Rav Rishaya said, Shemati. The Gemara now is going to quote a long memra. It's Rav Rishaya in the name of Rav Shimon. And based on this Rav Rishaya in the name of Rav Shimon, we're going to hope to resolve which side does Rav Rishaya really hold with. Remember, Rav Rishaya, we weren't sure, does he go with Shmuel and says he can redeem even Tayrim? Or does he go like Rav Kana that he can only redeem Tameh? We're not sure. So we're going to have a long-winded ride. The ride is going to take us all the way to the middle or the bottom of Kufa Alpha and Beis. Let's see. I'm Rav Rishaya. Shemati Pigel B'mincha. I heard that if Mincha becomes Pigel, a mincha that became pigel will not have a din of tumas eichlin. It cannot have the din of becoming tummy, either becoming tummy or conveying tumas shalom the girsa. By the way, it doesn't have a din of tumas eichlin. Why? Now we know as a general, food which is edible has tumas eichlin. Food which is edible has tumas eichlin. So we're saying pigel of mincha is considered inedible food and therefore doesn't have tumas eichlin. Let's see. Just now. Ha'arla v'klekerem arla, we know that's the first 2 years of fruit of pears. Klekerem is if you have a mixture of grains in the vineyard. Shnar nisko top of amvez, shar that's chayiv skila lachas. All these things are asabana, by the way. Not just asabachil, also even mana. Ve'egla rufa, egla rufa v'tzvar metzayra, the birds of metzayra, peter chamar, ubasa v'chalav, all these things, klum matam tumas eichlin, the Tanakam says matam tumas eichlin. Even though the asabana, the tam tumas eichlin, Reb Shimon Eimer, no? Kulin eim atam tumas eichlin, the nam atam tumas eichlin, why? Because since they're not edible. Not only they're edible. If they're asabana, you can't even feed them to a guy. You can't even feed them to your animal. So it's not shaykh any achila at all. Therefore, it's not matam to b'seichlin. Umaydev Shem b'sevachalav. Rav Shimon says, but b'sevachalav, even though b'sevachalav is asabana, Rav Shimon holds over there, it's matam to b'seichlin. You know why? At what point? At one point, the basar was mutter and the milk was mutter. Only when it became mixed was aser. Since at what point it originally was mutter, therefore, even though now it's not able to be eaten at all, it still is subject to the din of tumah. But the rest of the items we're saying never had a shasa kosher. Let's see. V'amar Rav Asi Amar Veichran my time in Rav Shimon mekala eichla sheyachlas. That's possible from any food eichla that could be eaten. Eichla shata yachla chilai. What's the double lashon? Eichla sheyachal. Any food that can be eaten, it's a food. Eichla shata yachla chilai cherem kara eichla. Food that even if you can't eat, but you at least give it to let's say a non-Jew to behema, that's called eichla. Eichla shata yachla chilai cherem and kara eichla. And by the way, Taisa points out that the carbon eila. How could the carbon eila become tummy according to Rav Shimon? Carbon eila, you shecht it, gets fully burnt. How could it become tummy? We know it can become tummy. Says Tais for top of Kuf Alpha Bay is right on top. Since it's eaten by the Mizbeach, very good, Mel, Achilas Mizbeach is also called Eichel, and therefore that's called Mekol Eichel Sheyachel. Okay. Va'pigel b'minchanami, so says Rabbi Shaya, according to Rav Shimon, it should be, the rule should follow, pigel by mincha, eichel sheyata yachal achila achayim, it's a food that you can't feed to others, it's pigel, and therefore it's not subject to the din of tumah, you can't feed enough from it, therefore it's not subject to the din of tumah. In fact, Gemara, yachi basachol nami, by basachol, typically the eichel sheyata yachal achila achayim, according to Rav Shimon, we know, we darshan, it says in the pasuk, list of ashkeli b'chalevimai three times, we darshan it to mean, can't cook, you can't eat, and you can't even have hana from it. Rav Shimon doesn't hold that Joshua. Rav Shimon has a different Joshua. He says, you could have enough from Basav Chalav. So why does Rav Shimon have to say, Rav Shimon is the one that says, you know why Basav Chalav is din of tumah? Because once, at what point it was mutter? Don't come on to the fact that at one point it was mutter. Say the reason why you can't have din of tumah is because you can have hana. Yachi, Basav Chalav nami, take the eichel shatar lechil lechem, eichel lechem, others, Tanya, Rav Shimon, you don't remember Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon just said the name of Rav Shimon himself. Basav Chalav, asab echilu, mutabana, asab echilu, but it's mutabana. Like it says that your am kadosh leis vashkid bechleivimai ulalana emer vanche kadosh tini ubas b'sad treifa leisachelu. It says the gavid alchav of eating a treifa his basa anche kadosh tini. We say malan asbachilu mutmana just like by treifa it's asbachilu but it's mutter bahana afkan asbachilu mutmana. So Reb Shimon learns that we don't say this isra hana on basa v'chalav. Basa v'chalav is mutter bahana because we learn from treifa just like treifa is asbachilu but it's mutter bahana. So too basa v'chalav is aser bachilu but mutter bahana. If that's the case, the reason why basa v'chalav would have a din of would be subject to Tumas Eichlin is because it's Mutter Ba'anah. You can feed it to the gut, you can feed it to the behemah. And not, you don't have to come up to the reason that once was Mutter. Answer the Gemara, you're right. Chadavayit Kamar. When the Braisa says it's because once was Mutter, it's really Chadavayit. Chada, the Eichel Shat Yachal Achila Achemu. First of all, Basav Chalav is food, they can feed others. The Braisa didn't speak it out, but that was once for that we didn't have to mention. V'ayid, Lididei Nami, Hayis Lashasa Kaisher. It also, even for the Yid, it once was Kasher, and therefore it's subject to, as a din of, Bimba Kapatama. Okay, so Rachel was saying that according to Rav Shimon, that something which is not fit to feed others, can't have any enough from it, will not be subject to the din of tumah, and therefore, according to Rav Shimon, pigle is not shaykh tumah. Meisvei, Rav Shimon amiyesh neisah shem tamet tumas eichlin. Rav Shimon says there's a neisir that has tumas eichlin, viyesh neisah shem tamet tumas eichlin. There's a neisir that doesn't have tumas eichlin. How so? Keitzad, lan lefnei zrika, if it was lan before zrika's dam, so it became nice before Zrika's dam, Eimetam to Mezeichlin. Since it never had heter achila, till Zrika, even after Shechita, it doesn't have heter achila. So if it was long before Zrika, never had heter achila, it was never mutter to eat, then, and it became nicer, so it was never mutter to eat, it will not have a dim to Mezeichlin. However, Lachas Zrika, if it had Zrika, so it once had a moment of being mutter, and then it became Asral, it's nicer, then Metam to Mezeichlin, then it would be subject to Mezeichlin, Bein Bekachikachim, this applies whether it's Kachikachim, Bein Bekachikam, whether it's Kachikam, Eina Metam to Mezeichlin. Sorry, I skipped. Upigal. And pigal, bein kachikachim, bein kachikalim, pigal itself, whether it's kachikachim, whether it's kachikalim, ain't a matam to mesechlim, is not matam to mesechlim. Pigal, which you can't have any benefit from, is not matam to mesechlim. Now here's the question on Rav Ishaya. Pigal, b'mincha, this is Rav Shimon's the author of this braisa. And it says, pigal b'mincha, what about pigal by mincha, matam to mesechlim? Black and white, pigal by mincha is metamet to mesechlin. There's a steer where Rav Shimon, where Rav Shaya said, "Name Rav Shimon that pigal by mincha is not metamet to mesechlin." Like Kashi answers the Gemara, "Kanshei l'shasa kasher, kanshei l'shasa kasher." The answer, the story we said before about having shasa kasher, it depends. Was there shasa kasher before it became kaddish? right? Different ones was regular grain that was mutter to eat. Then a shaykh, subject to the din of tumah, even though now it's pigel. Once was kosher, and therefore has a shaykh din of tumah. Whereas in a case where never shas kosher, which we'll explain what that means in a moment, next line of the Gemara, but in a case where never shas kosher, this grain was never able to be eaten, never mutter to eat, so then never shas kosher, and therefore it will not be subject to the din of tumah. And here we're getting back to our proof to our general shayla in Rabbi Shaya, which version of Rabbi Shaya is correct? Does he give you of Shmuel? Does he give you of Kana? Says the Gemara, Hechi dami leisa shas kosher. So what's the case where never shas kosher? Again, getting back to the animal, but in the case of animal, till you shechta, you can't eat it. So by the case of animal of kachim, you can't eat it till you shechta. You shechta it, you can't eat it till zrika because it's kachim. So if it became nicer before zrika, it never was mutter. If it became nicer after zrika, it once was mutter, had a shasa kosher after zrika. But what's the case by grain that never shasa kosher before you makdash it? It's presumably edible. Says the Gemara, hechi dami leisa shasa kosher by the grain, de kitshinu b'mechubber. You makdash it while it was still attached to the ground before it was ripe, before it was ready to be eaten. It's more in that. Even if it is ripe to be eaten, perhaps, but until it's ready to be cut off the ground, it's considered attached to the ground, it's not considered an eichel yet. So while it's still attached to the ground, it's not considered eichel, it's not in royal kapatumah. And then if he's makdash it then, that would be a case where if it then became pigle, it never had a shasa kaisa. But the shayla is, filifrikinu. Just because you makdash it, you have the ability to redeem it. And since it could be redeemed, it could have been mutter. L'chor it's a raya. That what? If you hold that, Bishaya holds that you can't redeem something which is tar, it's beautiful. If you go like Bishaya holds, like Rav Kahana, that Tameim can be redeemed, but tar can't be redeemed. Shaper, it's beautiful. Bishaya subscribes that opinion. So it's not considered Roy Lachila because it wasn't fit to be redeemed either. And Lachlash Damar, I feel the term Niftim, but according to the Lashon Rav Bishaya, that he goes like Shmuel, that even term can be redeemed. Lefrikinu, in this case, they had makdish the grains before, while it was even still touched the ground, and you say, never shasa kosher, why not? Since you could theoretically redeem it, it could have a shasa kosher. Answers the Gemara, Hashtimi le park, you're right. Menachlami. Maybe had you redeemed it, it would have had a shasa kosher. But it never was redeemed. Since it never was redeemed, it never had a shasa kosher. That's the Gemara's deflection, so we don't have a chloraya in Rav Eishia's opinion. In fact, the Gemara, one second, the kivin ibai parkla, but the fact that you have the opportunity to redeem it, is that not enough? Hashemin le b'shimin damar, kolayim liftes kvadis time, whatever is destined to be redeemed is considered as if it already was, as if it already was redeemed. Netanya, Reb Shimon Aimer, Pare Metame, this is about by Paraduma. A Pare is Metame to Mesechel. Paraduma is Metame to Mesechel, then Basar of Paraduma. Why? Even though the Basar is designated for this, for Paraduma, it's at least Kachim Pedagog Bias, Shalav is Kachim is Beach, it's real Chatas, not a real Chatas, but it's Zechel Kachim, so why is it Mekabal Tumah? Why is it Tumah Zechelin? Hail Vesel Shasa Kachim, because that's Shasa Kachim. Because it had a shas hakaisher from Rish Lakish, I'm Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon added paraniftus agam rachta. More than that, forget about having shas hakaisher. It can be redeemed even on the maracha, even on the maracha while it's about to be burnt, about to be offered as a paraduma. It can still be redeemed. So if it could be redeemed even at that moment, therefore it's considered to be roi lachila, and therefore it has din of tumah. What do you see? Even though it wasn't actually redeemed, the fact that it's able to be redeemed is enough. And says the Gemara, big difference. We'll have to stop at this. Para is aimed to be redeemed. Why is that? Why is it aimed to be redeemed? Not that it just can be redeemed. It's destined to be redeemed, so to speak, because as soon as you find the nicer one, mitzvah of taisi, it's a mitzvah to always use the most choicest paradum that you find. So there's a, it's from when you makdash it, there is an inherent mitzvah, so to speak, to be still seek out the nicer one and redeem the original one if you find the nicer one. Ella hani menachas mitzvah of taisa by menachas, is there a mitzvah to be paid? There's no mitzvah to be paid it, and therefore even if it's shaykh to redeem it, even according to Hashem, the fact that it's able to redeem would not be enough. Let's just do one more question. Valan lefnei zrika, in the case where it was lan before zrika. The explanation we gave that it was left overnight before you did Zrika. The mitzvah Mizrika, it was Aymil Zarek, there was a mitzvah Zrika. So say that something which is supposed to be Zarek, if you want, you could do Zrika, and therefore it should be considered Roy Lachila because you could have done the Zrika. If the fact that it's Aymil for something is enough, the by Zarek, Uktani de Aym, Tamatamas Eichlin, Hachmaskin, Shleshas, Bayam, the Mizrika, a big serious Hachmaskinon. The case was, there wasn't enough time in the day to do the Zrika, meaning they shechted it so close to nightfall where the attack wasn't enough time. It's a funny thing, mistake to make, to do shechita so close to nightfall, but the shechita was done in a way where it never was shaykh to have a moment of zrika, so it's not just that it was lan, it never was shaykh even zrika. It didn't just miss the zrika, it wasn't even possible to do zrika, and therefore it wouldn't be time to mezaychel. But Anachami is saying that according to this, according to Rav Shimon, it says that once something is fit to be liftais, or fit to be nizrak, that would make it considered fit to be Eichel, even though it wasn't actually Eichel, and it would be subject to Tumas Eichlin. So the reason of here doesn't have Tumas Eichlin is because it was never fit to be Nizrak, or it's not destined to be redeemed. The Mark continues, but let's pick it up from here. Tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Quick halacha, based on what we were discussing earlier. So we said that if a food that you're able to feed others is called food, food that you're able to feed others is not called food. So there's a very interesting halacha in the Shulchan Aruch that a person should not destroy, obviously shouldn't destroy food that's able to be eaten in Isra Baldashkas, but crumbs that are not considered something that people can eat, that are going to use, it's permissible to destroy it. There's no Isra to destroy it, but still one should not do it because it's considered a disrespect to the food. And as a matter of fact, the Shulchan Aruch brings that it leads to anias. Being disrespectful to crumbs leads to anias. So even though it's technically mutter, it's not a good idea because it leads to anias. So the place discussed what's going to be by something a food that's usser. Usser to eat, usser ba'na, usser to feed to others. Is the fact that it's usser to feed to animal, feed to guy, usser to feed to others, that make it no longer a food. And therefore, you can play ball with it, you can't disrespect it. Or no, since at the end of the day it's food, you can't treat it disrespectfully. So the Pirkei Avot writes that even Isra Hana, fruits of Asbana, one should still not treat them disrespectfully, because it's ultimately still food that Kosh Baruch created, and it's a lack of a Karas HaTayv. Therefore, he attests the minig against they used to throw different fruits of Chasakal. He says if the fruits are going to become spoiled, you shouldn't throw these fruits of Chasakal. It's not a cover to the fruit. Okay. What do you do with the stuff that's Asr Ba'na? You just burn it. You shouldn't destroy it in a disrespectful manner. The Tshuvas Rav Poyalim argues, and the Tshuvas Binyan Tzion as well, and they will say from Ar Gemara Zaraya, because Ar Gemara says that food that has any shame food is susceptible for tumah. Something which is not able to be fed to a guy even, or to a behemah, is not even susceptible for tumah, because the pasuk says Mekol Eichel Sheyeichel. So they darshan in the pasuk Mekol Eichel Sheyeichel, saying that the restriction also to have a shame eichel is only on something which is shaykh to be eaten by someone. If it's not eaten by you, eaten by others, it loses the shame eichel. If it loses the shame eichel, then there would be no issue with treating it disrespectfully. The whole issue of disrespecting only applies to food. Otherwise, there's another svara that people may not brought by the Pimgadim and on the Pimgadim's Isser, that people may not realize that the food being destroyed is food that's asr ba'ana, and therefore could look to others that he has lack of appreciation, that would still apply. That would still apply here, even according to the svara, based on our Gemara. But based on our Gemara, they want to say that the original svara, that something which is asr ba'ana, still has a chiv to have respect. On the contrary, if no one could benefit from the food as food, we see from our Gemara that mekol eichel she'echel loses the shame eichel, and therefore they want to tie no dimutter to throw it at chasakala or treat it in a way where it may get soiled.